You're listening to SBS News.
A fire near Yosemite National Park is burning out of control and has expanded in size, fast becoming one of California's largest wildfires of the year. It prompted a state of emergency declaration, evacuation orders for thousands of people, and power losses to homes and businesses. The Oak Fire started on Friday last week, southwest of the park near the town of Mid Pines in Mariposa County, and by Saturday it had rapidly grown. View of the Oak Fire has been seen from a passenger plane and also from the International Space Station. Resident Boone Jones says his family is losing a lot more than just their home.
My wife, her family is a Native American from here, Yosemite area, and you know, our house is full of so many different artifacts and things that are family heirlooms passed down that are, you know, hundreds of years old, these baskets and things. And you know, we're hoping for the best because we don't know yet if the house is there. But it's really heartbreaking because it's been year after year, you know, and just to think about the entire state here and everywhere else, you know.
Research shows the 8 largest fires in California since records began have happened in the last 5 years. It comes as the U.S. climate envoy, John Kerry, says President Joe Biden is considering announcing a climate emergency. The move would give him additional powers to push his renewable energy agenda, which has been held up by lack of support in Congress. Taylor Poisall from the local Red Cross of Central Valley Region issued this plea to residents.
If you have time, it's great to pack some essential items, so medications, important documents, extra clothing, toiletries. We will make sure you have whatever you need here, but if you can pack those comfort items in advance, it makes your stay a lot more comfortable.
The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the fire erupted as firefighters made progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of a grove in the southernmost part of Yosemite Park. Matt Ahern from the California Interagency Incident Management Team says evacuation orders were launched over the weekend.
All hand lines are holding well. We have increased some containment up just east of the Wawona Point. We're going to continue working through the grove and reinforcing. We did get a special engine module, a resource advisor qualified engine module that are skilled in cultural sensitivities, and they're going to be working through the grove, cleaning up areas of concern.
The blaze prompted numerous road closures blocking one of the main routes into Yosemite. Hundreds of firefighters, helicopters, other aircraft and bulldozers are battling the blaze. Hot weather, low humidity and bone-dry vegetation caused by the worst drought in decades was fueling the blaze and challenging fire crews. California has experienced increasingly large and deadly wildfires in recent years, as climate change has made the West much warmer and drier over the past 30 years. Scientists have said weather will continue to be more extreme and wildfires more frequent, destructive and unpredictable. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.